you are aware of. Sheikh Nimr is a well-known Shia cleric of Saudi Arabia who can be summed up in one word, revolutionary. Sheikh Nimr has been imprisoned for over 2 years and was recently sentenced to death by crucifixion, which in Saudi Arabia involves beheading followed by a public display of the decapitated body. Why, you may ask? Simply because he spoke out. He spoke for the freedom of the minorities in Saudi Arabia and denounced the oppression and human rights violations against them. Let us look at this issue from another perspective. Not from a Shia perspective or a Sunni perspective. Not even from a Muslim perspective. Let us look at this from a human perspective. We all here are citizens of Canada. We all enjoy the many rights and freedoms we have in this wonderful country, especially the freedom of speech and religion. In the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, in Section 2, it lists what is called fundamental freedoms. Now, what are these fundamental freedoms? The fundamental freedoms include the freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of thought and belief, freedom of peaceful assembly and association. We have become so immune to the oppression happening around the world and the struggles of others that we do not value and care for these freedoms unless it affects us directly. Freedom of speech and religion is probably one of the most important freedoms there is, and I believe that every single individual that steps foot on this earth, be it in Canada or Africa or Palestine, that individual deserves these rights. The issue today is the limit of these freedoms in countries like Saudi Arabia, the country who scores number one in oppression and terrorism. We all are well aware of which group is, has, and is continuously being oppressed, tortured, and even killed for practicing their religion or speaking out against oppression. So why is Saudi Arabia so threatened by someone who speaks out? Who is Sheikh Nimr? He's an individual person in their eyes. So what? Why is Saudi so threatened by him? Why are they afraid of him? I'll tell you why. It's because he speaks the truth. They don't have a problem with who says it. They have a problem with what he is saying. Anyone and everyone who stands up against the oppressive anti-Shia pro-Wahhabi ideologies of Al Saud, they automatically see them as a threat. And for Al Saud, it becomes obligatory for that individual to be tortured and oppressed. They fear revolution, whether it be waged with the pen, the tongue, or even actions. It is a threat to them and their power. But you know what? When they can't control us, they throw us in prison. They torture us and they kill us with the intention it will silence us. But the more they oppress us, the stronger we come back. You can kill a revolutionary, but you can never kill the revolution. Oh, Al Saud, how can you silence a nation whose leader is still remembered today, whose call still echoes 1400 years later, and whose banner is still held high? How can you silence the nation of Hussein alayhi salam? You can't, and that is why you are afraid. In Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam signified a lesson that human beings should never submit to tyranny, oppression, and falsehood. Imam Hussein, the symbol of peace and justice, taught us how important it is to seek the truth, even if it is not good for our own benefits. The event of Karbala was the collision of good versus evil, the virtuous versus the wicked, intelligence versus ignorance, the oppressed versus the oppressor, and the collision of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the head of virtue, versus Yazid, the head of impiety. Today, Yazid is still present, in different forms, but he is still here. The biggest Yazid of our time that we must combat is the Takfiri extremists and terrorists. Do these terrorists not fall under the umbrella of Al Saud's ideology? They do. These extremists are well aware that Shia ideology is revolutionary by nature. Its main banner is to stand against all oppressors. That kind of ideology is dangerous for them, even if it is in the hands of a small group of people, especially at a time like this, and it is a great threat to their power. The world is well aware of the terrorist group ISIS. Is ISIS not being supported by Al Saud? They are. These government officials of Saudi Arabia come on TV and condemn these terrorist groups. But the biggest irony in that is they are funding these terrorists. They say that they condemn beheading, they behead. They say they condemn execution, they execute. They say they condemn the killing of innocent people, they kill innocent people. Their condemnation is baseless and false. Everything they condemn is something they do. Where is the humanity? What is in those hearts that feel no remorse for killing innocent people because they belong to a certain sect of Islam? How do you see closeness to the Almighty by supporting terrorism? My salutations to the courage of Sheikh Nimr, who openly and fearlessly condemned oppression and the atrocities being committed by the oppressive regime of the Saudi kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, we all need to be Nimr. We all need to stand against the Yazids of our time and answer the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We all need to stand against oppression and terrorism. May Allah protect Sheikh Nimr from Ali Saud, and may he hasten the reappearance of our 12th Imam. Thank you.
We demand justice for Sheikh Nimr. We demand justice for Sheikh Nimr. We demand justice for Sheikh Nimr. We demand justice for Sheikh Nimr.
Okay. Okay, wait. थोड़ा सा नया मुझे बड़ा अच्छा लगा।